time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Juggling Author Podcast. My name is Jim Heskett and I am the artist who is formerly and presently and hopefully in the future known as the Juggling Author. And you are an author who is looking to up your game when it comes to writing craft, marketing, mindset, productivity, getting better gas mileage out of your car. No, just kidding. I totally cannot help you with that last one. But you are looking to be a better author and hopefully that's why you're here. So let's talk about the call to action. Now, if you are a brand new writer, someone who's not really explored, dipped your toes too much into the marketing game, the call to action might sound like something that's sleazy or markety or something that feels manipulative. But let me tell you, you need to be focused on improving the calls to action because a better CTA can improve your sales and conversion by a significant margin. So let's talk about what the call to action is. Now, whenever you, here's an example I like to give. I remember this always sticks out to me because several years ago, I was watching a TV commercial and a trailer for one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies came on. And I've never really been into those movies, but this commercial stuck out to me because it was after the movie had premiered. And the you know when a movie comes out and then they always have that commercial that says like it's the number one movie in the world, just to give you that social proof of how good the movie is. And it was the number one movie, and at the end of the commercial there was a black screen and there was huge white text on the screen, and the movie announcer guy read the voice and it said "see it again period now period." And that is the call to action at the end of the ad. They show you the movie. They show you the movie to give you a taste of the content. They tell you it's the number one movie in the world to give you some social proof to tell you that everybody else has gone to see it. And maybe you've already gone to see it. And then the call to action is see it again now. And that's a very, that's what you call a call to action because it's saying, here's what you need to do. We've given you this teaser. We've given you a taste. Now here is the action you need to take. And that is what a CTA is. A CTA is at the end of some content, you tell people what you want them to do. Because if you just put up a post on your Facebook page that says, hey guys, I'm releasing a new book. Here's what it's about. Sally Shenanigans wants to find love. Then she meets this guy and he's kind of a jerk and they don't get along for a while. Then they realize that they're actually in love and then the story is over. Okay, that's what my book's about. Thanks. I hope you're having a nice day. If that's the end of the post, then you're missing an opportunity to tell people what you want them to do, because why are you putting that post on Facebook? You're putting it on Facebook because you want them to buy the book, right? So tell them to buy the book. And it may seem obvious and it may seem like, well, that's just overbearing and it's not going to work. But calls to action do work. Posts with a call to action have a much, much higher conversion rate than those that don't. That's why if you look at book descriptions written by Best Page Forward or any book description that's written by someone who knows what they're doing, they're going to get you with a hook at the beginning of the book description. They're going to give you a brief synopsis of the book that doesn't give away the whole plot but just gets you interested. And then at the end of the book description, there's going to be something like, get this book now to start reading it, or buy this book, or scroll up and click buy. They're telling people exactly what to do in order to experience the thing that they've just been tasting. So why does the CTA work? I don't really know. I mean, I have a degree in psychology, but I'm not a psychologist. But I do know that it's effective, that if you get people interested and then you tell them what to do, people are likely to do it. And this is the part where your rebel brain might say, well, that doesn't work on me, but it probably actually does. Usually if a call to action is effective and subtle, then it's going to work on you and you probably don't even know that it's working on you. So here's the thing to think about to bring this all into focus. Anytime that you're giving, that you want people to do something, whether you're writing a book description, whether you're writing an email to your newsletter, or whether you're putting a post on Facebook, anytime you want them to do something, you need to tell them what to do and think about before you make that post or before you send that email, what is the purpose of this? What am I wanting them to do? And if it is that you want them to enter a giveaway, or you want them to watch a YouTube video, or you want them to buy a book, whatever it is that you want to do, tell people what to do at the end of your content. And you will have much, much higher conversion. And this is a place where Facebook ads can come in really handy, because you can split test call to action. And you can do this with some mailing list providers. I'm pretty sure MailChimp can do this. And I don't know about the other ones, but I think I remember doing this on MailChimp back when I was using MailChimp. You can split test email content and find out the kind of call to action that works best. So in summary, let me just say calls to action are very effective. And if you're not using them, you absolutely should be. Slap a little CTA at the end of whatever it is, whatever content you're creating, and you will notice an increase in conversions. I can almost guarantee it. I mean, I don't like financially guarantee it. Don't come after me for lost money. But I pretty much guarantee that a call to action will get you a higher result of what you want than if you don't use one. And that's all I have to say. Thanks for tuning in. Check out the, don't forget to rate and review the show on iTunes. It means a lot if you will just drop a little review in iTunes there, and support the show on Patreon, and call your mom. She's been thinking about you and she wants to know that you're okay. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.